Okay. Hello, hello. Today is unique as I'm coming to you solo. I know, weird, right? The weather across the country has not been kind to us this last week, and our pals in Texas are especially suffering. So as we know, Emily is in Austin, and with the combination of spotty Wi-Fi and just general trying to get through a disaster, we decided to pause our planned content this week. It's really scary down there for so many people. So if you can donate to this cause, I'll add a few links in the show notes. I don't want to dwell on this, but it is really, really terrible what's happening. And we miss her dearly this week. So alas, next week we'll be back per usual, but today it's just me. So before we dive in, I want to do a really quick plug. So I want to tell you about my brand new course. It's called Emerging Leaders, and it just launched yesterday. So it's for those who are like looking to develop their leadership and management skills. I would have killed for this resource 10 years ago or so when I was like new in leadership and looking for guidance and information and support to supplement my new responsibilities. Oftentimes you're sort of thrown in and not given, you know, a lot of support. And that's nothing against the management that's there. It's just sort of institutional. So you are promoted for being a great designer, but then you're given three people to manage, which is a total different job. So, I mean, looking back, I remember there's times of confusion and like general frustration around like, why can't I just Google this? Or why don't they teach you this kind of stuff at work? Or what do I even do next? So I wanted to help alleviate that frustration and unnecessary stress. So Emerging Leaders is for you if you're a high-achieving junior to mid-level professional looking for some self-development work to prep you for your next step, or you're someone who is thrown into leadership due to downsizing, restructuring, COVID, or any other strange pandemic thing, and need some help calming the chaos and the overwhelm. Or maybe you're a current manager who feels in over her head and wants some direction, guidance, and support. Or maybe you're a corporate employee who's looking to make an upward pivot and take more responsibility. You can find more information about this awesome course at chuckpluscoaching.com/leader. And just because I like you, if you sign up using the promo code TAAW10, you'll get 10% off. Yes, loyal listeners, I'm giving you a promo code. Okay, so now that I have your attention, I wanted to take this opportunity as a solo mini cast to tell you about my career coaching business. The more I've been talking to people in networking situations, in my Instagram community, or even just casual conversations, I'm realizing there's a bit of like mystique, mystery, or just plain old confusion around a few things. First of all, what a career coach does? Like, what am I up to all day? Two, what it's like working with one? Is there a formula? What's it look like? And then third, why and who might even consider working with one or me? So let's just start with the first one. What is a career coach? Technically, a career coach helps people with their work concerns specifically. So typically, people see a coach when they're in a transitional period, when they've left a job or lost a job. Or sometimes you'll seek out coach if they're dissatisfied, frustrated, not feeling a sense of fulfillment at their job, right? So they're just looking for something new, a change, or they're forced into a change. To build on that, something someone might say that would lead me to think they're a good candidate for coaching would be like, I feel stuck in my current role. I know I'm ready for the next thing, but I'm not sure what it is. I keep getting passed over for promotions. What am I doing wrong? I want to change industries, but I'm feeling scared of taking that leap. I was recently laid off and I'm rethinking my career path or what I should even do next. My workplace doesn't offer professional development and I'm looking to grow. I've got to get away from this toxic boss. Okay. So I hope that's starting to make sense. You know, you get a coach for something when you need accountability, motivation, a fresh perspective. So to come at that like a little different way, think about fitness. I mean, say you've been going to the gym for years and you sort of just go through the motions. Really, it's for maintenance and stress relief. And honestly, that's great. Good for you. If you can keep a routine, that's amazing. But say something switched in you and you decided you wanted to make a change in your routine or your body. Maybe you want to work towards weight loss or muscle gain. You know, the first step you'll probably take is, you know, read all about it and talk to your friends and try to like get some information and then try to, you know, do it on your own, see what you can do. But generally, the best way to make improvements and big changes is to work with a professional. Hire a trainer or a coach to get you to that next level. So that's what I do for your career. If you're looking to make a change, find accountability, motivation, working with a coach is a natural solution. You talk through your goals, needs, wants, and we put together an action plan to get you there. My main focus, really, is helping those people in stages of growth or reinvention figure out their career path and make an action plan for what's next from that. To clarify, growth could be someone junior or mid-level who's looking for their next role within an organization, perhaps a promotion or wanting to get a new role outside of their organization with a bigger title or a lateral move that makes them happier, more balanced, etc. Or maybe they want to gain more confidence in themselves and develop, you know, more professional skills or become zone in on something and become really good at something and really get great goal setting so they can understand how to do that moving forward. And then reinvention is, you know, very much like it sounds. You're ready for something new, but oftentimes you don't know what it is. You have a passion you want to explore. You don't know if there's legs there. You want to stretch yourself. You know you're capable of more. Perhaps you've been in a bad culture or demotivating role and you need a confidence boost. Or maybe you just need to shut down that like nasty imposter syndrome that's saying you can't do this. Coaching can help. So that's sort of what it is, who it's for. But I still think there's mystery around how it actually works. So let's dig into that. Working with me specifically goes like this. You show interest. We have a 30-minute complimentary Zoom call. On that call, we sort of align expectations, see where you're at, and if we're a fit. And then if we do decide to move forward, you choose your plan. I offer 3- and 6-month packages. We connect every other week for an hour. There's a theme to each session and generally some sort of homework or exercises to get through prior to our conversation. I do these every other week to give you space to let things sink in. And oftentimes, you're going to want to come back to those exercises a few times when you're in different headspaces, or I often ask you to tap into people in your life and get their perspective on certain things because sometimes there's some blockers there. So we do that for several weeks, building your confidence, really digging into what's important to you, and making an action plan for what's next. The end result, you know, looks different for everyone, but there's always so much value in learning that comes out of the process. After our time together, I don't just go away. I would never do that to you. You're always able to add on more sessions. So if you feel like, man, we just didn't really get there, I need like 2 more. Got it. And I often recommend committing to a quarterly check-in to keep yourself accountable to this process. Generally, we aren't going to figure it all out, let's be clear. So it's nice to have some designated checkpoints along the year to revisit this work. So that's it. That's what coaching is, who it's for, and how it works. I hope this was clarifying. I hope and helpful. And if you have any questions whatsoever, shoot me a DM on Instagram, checkplus_coaching, or send me an email, angie@checkpluscoaching.com. And that's it for my solo mini cast. We'll both be back next week with our regular scheduled programming. But for now, have a great week.